It's been a busy week here at the Sonic Scene, many things happening since Wednesday. Let's look at our major stories. Sega's future plans revealed, maybe. Conflict erupts between the three major Sega branches over what will exactly be the future of the Dreamcast, but it looks certain now that Sega software will go to other video game consoles. DC Tech Pages Chaos. In light of the confusing situation with Sega, Administrator Dural warns forumers to cool down or will shut the wildly popular forum down. A PSO broadband test. You might be very surprised to know what we found out about compatibility between the broadband adapter and Phantasy Star Online. And an update to last week's news that didn't quite make the headlines. Now that American-born Japanese citizen will be suing a public bathhouse citing discrimination as the reason why he was not admitted in. Plus all the other Sonic and Sega news that really matters. It's January 27th, 2001. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We got a lot of it to sort out. Let's get right to it. This is the Sonic Scene on 7, on the news station. Good day, my friends. Tristan here. I'm sure you've all heard of the big news concerning Sega and their future with the Dreamcast. The problem is there are three conflicting viewpoints, all from three branches of Sega. There are some things which are not too clear, some that are perfectly clear. With that in mind, let's start our coverage of Sega on other systems. It all started when Sega of Japan confirmed on Wednesday that major changes are underway at the company. SOJ said the changes will focus on two specific areas. First, a complete overhaul of Dreamcast production, sales, and distribution is planned. The DC will continue to be supported at least through this year with more than 100 software titles. They do include Sonic Adventure 2, The House of the Dead 3, and a new Space Channel 5 title. Also, Sega will continue to pursue implementing DC technology in devices such as PCs and set-top boxes. This will become critical come Sega of Europe's interpretation. The second focus is a shocker. Sega is in talks to produce games for the PlayStation 2 and Game Boy Advance. This can be considered confirmed information. It is also possible that Sega developers will publish titles on Microsoft's Xbox, as Virtua Fighter X, AM2 of CRI's new project, is too powerful for the Dreamcast and can only be handled on the new console. We've even heard reports that this game is running right now on Xbox hardware. While not confirmed right now is exactly how many titles are in the works for the other consoles. We have heard, though, that at least 5 or more PS2 projects are in development right now. Here's where things begin to conflict. We go to Sega of Europe, where representatives are asked whether the DC would stop being produced for good. That branch of the company says that after April at the latest, the company will cease production of the standard DC system and focus more on software and implementing DC technology through a special set-top box with the help of company Pace. This new joint venture with Pace, not necessarily the stoppage of production of Dreamcast consoles, is expected to be announced on Monday the 29th. The Sonic Scene has also heard reports that the DC may only temporarily cease production, as enough DCs have already been made to last Sega until mid-year. Up until now, things at Sega of America's offices were quiet. But today, Charles Belfield told his understanding of the situation, and then lashed out at media outlets for sensationalizing the situation. Belfield said, quote, "I want to be very, very clear that Sega is categorically stating our continued support to the Dreamcast platform. A Dreamcast-enabled product will be continued to be manufactured well beyond April of this year. There will be an announcement on Monday of next week about a new form factor that includes Dreamcast technology inside it. New product which is very much in line with announcements we've made in the past concerning set-top boxes and digital convergence devices. Sega is adamant that once again, the press community is trying to sensationalize a story that has no foundation in the truth. for Reuters to have placed a story from a very small Japanese news service without any sort of response or correction or even fact-checking with Sega is highly irresponsible. And for the Shimbun to actually put up a front-page lead story based on that is a highly irresponsible act by journalists who are trying to sensationalize an issue which has no factual basis whatsoever. End quote. Belfield also stated that an announcement regarding Sega and handheld devices may also be made next week. We will cover that in addition to the announcement on Monday. Fallout has been both good and bad on the professional and fanfare level. First, the DC Tech Pages has gone for a large bout of commotion among formers as to what's going on, so much that Administrator Drought is threatening to close down the board temporarily until things cool off. So far, formers are urging Durrell not to do this. And at a business perspective, Sega's stock is doing well, now trading near 1,500 yen. While that is still about 60 to 65% below where the stock was this time last year, the stock price has seen much worse times in past weeks. Analysts have upgraded Sega stock from a seller to a strong buy in the light of the week's announcements. So the bottom line is that with all the confusion among the three Sega branches and Sega fans, the ultimate fate of Sega may rest in which branch can exercise the most authority out of the three, and which can hold their own and maintain a respectable profit. Charles Belfield said that he is committed to supporting the Dreamcast hardware and software, and that's because Sega of America is raking in the most profits at the moment. Sega of Japan, while in the doldrums financially, is attempting to restructure itself, but at the same time is trying to do the same with the rest of the company. Meanwhile, Sega of Europe, while profitable, is giving out the most radical ideas. The Xbox and GameCube on the horizon, SOE may have had a reason for giving out the information they did. But remember, everything is straightened out starting next Monday, and count on the Sonic team to deliver you all the news of Sega you need to know from next week's events. On to other news, Sega of Europe has announced that the release date of Phantasy Star Online is now back to February 23rd. SOE wants the game to be 100% perfect on and offline for the release date. However, in a bit of good news, the Sonic team can tell you that 5 new missions will be available online in Japan now, will also be available in Europe online come PSO's release. No word on whether that is the case for North America as well. Meanwhile, Sega of Japan is saying that in the Land of the Rising Sun, Phantasy Star Online has sold over 100,000 copies officially, with 90,000 players going online. The maximum simultaneous online connection so far is at 26,000. Not bad. And Gamers.com decided to test their build of PSO with the broadband adapter, and it works with no problems at all. One can speculate that this is most likely because the game isn't even out in stores yet, and the adapter is only available online, so there is not an overload of players online yet. Still, the real problem may be finding a server that supports broadband play, since there are not that many that do. But indeed, they do exist when you get the game. Keep trying. On January 1st, the Sonic Hacking Community opened. The goal of the site is to set the standard in level editing, hex editing, resources, you name it. The site also has its own domain, making it the 9th Sonic site to own a domain. You can check out the new Sonic Hacking Community by pointing your browser to www.sonichacking.org. And Blaze Hedgehog has announced on the SFGHQ message board that he will post for download a beta engine of Sonic the Fated Hour, in addition to more than 200 waves from Sonic Adventure in English and Japanese in his Sage booth. That expo is set for March 9th, and we will have total coverage of the event. For more of all the Sonic and Sega news that really matters, please come to tsse.emulationzoom.org, where the Sonic scene is updated every weekday with the latest Sonic and Sega news. You can also wait in anticipation for the start of the Sonic Site February sweeps on January 31st, or read a special Super Bowl-themed episode of Boss that will debut on Sunday, the huge game 2 3/4. There's also always the public scene poll, Right now, our question asking if Sonic Mix was a reputable Sonic site is at about 50-50. Now, news that didn't quite make the headlines. A U.S.-born Japanese citizen that was refused entry into a Japanese public bathhouse because he looks like a foreigner said on Thursday he would sue the bathhouse to set a legal precedent against discrimination. Debito Arudo, boy, I'm bad, whose name was David Aldwinkle before he acquired Japanese nationality, and two other foreigners will file a suit with a local court in February seeking apologies and monetary compensation from the bathhouse in Utalu City on the northern island of Hokkaido. Although racial and ethnic discrimination are prohibited by Japan's post-war constitution, there is no separate law stipulating penalties for such acts. So just remember, you racist, sexist, whatever it's to people out there in other countries, it's a two-edged sword. Now that I've dictated my moral of the day, it's time to make fun of the word Hokkaido. Hokkaido! 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 And people wonder about me sometimes. Which reminds me, Valentine's Day special on February 14th, right here on 7, while I will basically be doing more of the same and then complain as to why I have no life. But until then, that is for now. Remember, you can reach me at tristan@emulationzone.org or find me on the message boards at tsz@emulationzone.org. We will have updates around the clock here on 7, and I shall return next week. A quick reminder that this weekly news will become part of the TSSZ InfoNet beginning February 3rd when it is launched the evening before. And all that will really change is an ID before the news and a plug for the InfoNet during the problem. But trust me, the InfoNet is more than that. Oh boy, I'm bad. Until then, I'll see you again in February. I'm Hokkaido!